We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Something's wrong with my headphones.
It's the final countdown.
We're both suffering or glorifying in pre-vacation elation, aren't we, Ron?
We're both headed to Florida. You tonight, me tomorrow morning.
I'll tell you, I can't wait. 9:38 tee time for me at a place called Hawk's Nest or Hawk's Landing. I don't care what it's called. There's going to be a ball on a tee. I'm going to be with my stepson trying to hit it, Ron.
And
in 90-degree heat.
Sunny. Won't that make you feel great? Look at this outside here again today.
It's ridiculous.
Just depressing.
Just ridiculous. So I'm happy. You're happy. Folsey, I've already checked in with. He seems to be very happy. Yes?
Yeah, despite the lack of invite to a Florida trip, yes, all good.
No, we're taking our trip to Notre Dame on October 27th.
Yes, we are.
And then a 28th football game. Ron, I don't know how to phrase this to you, but something's going to happen on this show today at 11:30. It's the ultimate cookie surprise. The ultimate cookie surprise.
It can't be better than Caboli.
Oh, it's better than Caboli.
It can't be better than Jim Leland.
Folsey, you've screened it. How good is it?
I think this is going to top all cookie surprises.
It can't be.
This is going to top them all.
It can't beat Jim Leland. It can't beat Jerome. Can it?
It can, Ron. It can.
Is this a guest?
I can't tell you anything about it.
Why can't you tell?
No clues.
First of all, you were the one last week that when the boss came in here and said, hey, call me a little later after the show.
Right,
you go,
but he's,
I can't take that.
I didn't know if it was good or bad news. This is all good.
When
good.
A wife says something to you like, I'll tell you about. No, tell me now.
I can't.
You can't even tell me if it's a person or a tape.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Folsey, we can't give anything away, can we?
It'll be better
but
if
it's
you're
time
just...
specific at 11:30.
Approximately.
Okay. Yeah.
Approximately.
Like
it doesn't have to happen right at that moment.
You don't exactly follow the clocks real well. So if you say 11:30, might be 1:15.
Might be one. Yes.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Is he going to love this?
He is going to. He. Yes, I think so.
You think so?
I was going to say, I don't know. Yes, he will. He will. He
All
will
right.
love it.
I think he will.
All
I think,
right.
I think the listeners are going to be in for maybe an all-time fan treat.
You didn't track down Joel Goleman again, my high school quarterback, did you?
Better than him, Ron. Better than him.
Let's just say this will live on, I think, for a long time.
For a long time.
All
yeah,
right.
That's at 11:30.
Is this Webster's Dictionary calling to tell us that increnculin has made it into the book?
That would be Joe's surprise. That wouldn't be
that
your
might
surprise.
Be. Might be something like that. We'll
All
have
right.
to wait and see. We have Ray Fittipaldo top of the hour, so it'll follow him.
Gives me something to look forward to. Joe, how are you? You're in a good mood today? Have you had coffee this morning?
Nope. So I decided I'm not
going down
that road. Is
that good or bad?
That's good.
I mean, okay.
That's good. I'm
but
not
yeah,
going
but
down
you run
that
out
road.
Of gas at 1 o'clock every day.
I know, but I do that
the
with coffee.
One day your head was down on it like you were sleeping on the show.
I was. That was yesterday.
That was with Pomp. No, yeah. that was Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Look
Maddie,
at this.
Maddie, everything good with you?
Everything's good.
All right.
This is weird. Twice in a row, I just got another tweet. 2 days in a row from two completely different people in two completely different places, I've gotten photos of your face on a cup out in Beaver County, Ron. This is so weird.
With Pompeiani.
Yeah, but you have your own, right?
No. Pompeiani and I are
Oh, he's one. On the other side of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's on the other side.
So yours says, here we go, graduate of Blackhawk High School, Post-Gazette sports columnist since January of 1990, co-host of the Cook and Joe Show. So I'm on a cup too, technically, right?
I guess, yeah.
and you look like a young man with a wonderful beard and an autograph. Look at this, Ron. There it is. I'm getting
that. That's my cup.
There it is.
There's a few around. Spack has one in his office.
Fulsey, do you have a cook
cup? He's honored to have it.
I don't have a cook cup.
Well, he wasn't working with us when that came out.
But I still think it would be meaningful to him.
No, it would.
To have a cook cup.
He's just a young
guy. Is it a cook cup or a pomp cup?
Oh, I'm always on his coattails. You know that.
Look at the other side of this thing. Where is it, Ron? The Brighton Hot Dog Shop?
It's the Brighton Hot Dog Shop. There's a whole bunch of them, including one right down the hill here that I go to quite frequently on, what is that, Noblestown Road?
That's right, yeah.
Great hot dogs. I go for breakfast. Joe makes me the best pancakes in the world there. And I know Reg is the owner of a bunch of them, and he's the one that reached out to see if we would be interested in doing the cup, and they made a donation to our favorite charities as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Ron, we're coming off what I consider to be one of the most epic sports watching nights of recent memory. And I fell asleep in the middle of it all and then woke up and then couldn't go back to sleep. Let's start with the NCAA tournament and wind our way to the Penguins because they were both happening at the same time. The kid for Kansas State, Noel, how do you pronounce his name, Fulsey?
I've heard it both ways. Noel, I think.
New York City kid, tiny. How tall is he? Do you know?
Is he bigger than you, Matty?
I don't know about that.
Is he even tinier?
He's 5'8".
Yeah.
5'8".
You're a giant next to him, Matty.
175, hurt his ankle during the game. And then after that, I mean, he dominated the game. 19 assists, the most ever in an NCAA tournament game. Think of all the great point guards who have played over the course of history. And they weren't any assists. It's not like this kid was, you know, passing to his left so somebody could shoot a three. This dude is dicing people up, delivering no-look bounce passes. I mean, he was incredible, Ron.
And 20 points to go with it.
Yes, and five steals to go with that.
I watched most of that game, including the end. It was just terrific. Goes to overtime. That was, to me, maybe the best game of the tournament so far.
And an injury on top of that.
I did not stay up to see the end of the Gonzaga-UCLA
game.
That was great.
That might have even been better, you're telling me.
It was fantastic.
It was because UCLA's down 10 with 2.5 minutes left. I almost turned it off. But the reason I didn't turn it off is because I turned off Jamie against Bobby Hurley. When he was down 7, 8, 9 late in the game, they're not going to win this game. I said, you know what? I'm up this late anyway. I'm sticking with it. UCLA comes all the way back.
Jaime Jaquez drove the lane, I think, 3 or 4 different times and got buckets every time.
They kept getting fouled, the old school threes. And then, Ron, the kid for Gonzaga hits a three-pointer from the logo. Now, the logo was a little bit extended from your normal logo. It had to have been 28 feet. Was it, Fulsey?
Yeah, something like it was right on the S of March Madness, they kept saying.
And is that what won the game?
It did, but not until after this. There's 1.5 seconds left, right? UCLA, was this now after a timeout? Did they call timeout
to
set this up? So everybody's thinking Leitner, of course. So the kid takes out under his own basket, but they have 1.5 seconds left. He throws it to half court. The kid jumps up and tips pass to the point guard who was running by his side. It was like a hook and ladder in football. And the kid has a shot from much further than the kid for Gonzaga just made one.
Did he get
a good
look at it?
Yes. And it went right off the rim.
That would have tied it, right?
It was like Hayward's shot. That would have won it.
Oh, they were.
It would have been a three.
Okay.
It would have been a three. Right?
Actually, I think it would have tied.
I think they were done. I think the game ended by three, right? I thought.
Yeah.
I thought by two, Fulsey.
Hold on. Let me look.
I thought they were losing, and the kid made a three to put them ahead by two. Am I wrong about that?
No, there were free throws. That's what it was. They went up by two. He hit one of two free throws to go up by three. So then it was 79-76, and that's when UCLA got the ball back.
After the free throws.
That would have tied the game.
Yes, that would have tied it.
Okay. Right, so they fouled after that somehow. They missed and then fouled, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they set that up after the missed free throws, but the rest of the story stands,
right? Yeah, right, I get it.
I mean, it was...
Incurriculant!
Is that the greatest shot? Is that better than Leitner?
No, it's not better than Leitner's.
Well, there was a shot, what was that, a couple years ago, or was that last year between
Gonzaga and UCLA?
It's the same thing as Leitner.
It's, yeah...
How much time was left when Leitner took when Grant Hill took the ball out of bounds?
Wasn't that even like a 108, 105 game? Something ridiculous, high scoring game, I thought.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
It was.
I don't know. And it's Duke and it's Kentucky. It's like Gonzaga, UCLA is pretty big now too. So
I want to find out how many seconds were left for the Leitner throw. That was one of the great passes of all time. I mean,
it was
we know the shot was.
Grant Hill.
2.1, Ron. They had more time left for Duke, for Leitner. Should they have gotten that shot off, Folsy? A second and a half? Was it legal?
They could have easily. I mean, that could have easily gone in. That was a great look.
It's one of the greatest design plays in history.
Yeah.
Little Mick Cronin, you talk about a little guy. He's a little guy among giants on that. When he calls timeout and he's looking up at those guys, it's hilarious.
He'd be looking up at the Kansas State point guard.
He threw one of the greatest rants I've ever heard, yelling at his team. Where was he at? Cincinnati. They played at the Pete, and you know, I think they lost the game, and I was outside their locker room, and you could hear him all the way to Swissville screaming at these guys. And then he comes out. He's like 2'11".
I know. He's smaller than the Kansas State point guard. Speaking of which, design plays. Did you catch during that game the point guard intentionally is arguing with the coach? He's dribbling the ball at the top and waving his arms, and the coach is waving his arms like, what are we calling here?
And they fooled somebody?
He threw the alley-oop that the kid did a reverse jam on the alley-oop. It's one of the greatest plays in NCAA tournament history.
So they were faking an argument. The defense relaxed just
a little bit. Yeah. Because he's waving over to the coach like he's confused.
What are we doing?
And then boom, a pass. Not only a dunk, a reverse dunk.
It's like the quarterback in football saying, I can't hear the signals. I can't hear. And then all of a sudden they snap to
the
running back.
Fake spike.
It was like Wani with the crutches on the fake punt in the 13-9 game. When he acted like he was mad at the official, waving a crutch at him. And in the middle of all that, they do a fake.
Yep.
I love that stuff.
You know, they don't call it March Madness for nothing.
Oh, is it great, Ron?
They don't call it March. And not, you know, this is like the end of football for me. We're down to, you know, after today, there's only, what, four games and then two games and then one game. You know, I hate when it ends. I like this stuff to go on a little longer.
I know. It's almost anticlimactic when you get to the Final Four because you get addicted to one after another. Same thing I always tell you in the hockey and NBA playoffs. By the end of it, I don't give a damn anymore. I like it when it's night after night after night
after night. I'm with you.
And by the way, that Strother, he bailed out Drew Timmy because Timmy missed both free throws before that.
He did.
And then the kid came down for UCLA and banged that three went up by one.
I'm still trying to get over Andy Toole telling us that Timmy still has another year of eligibility.
Did you see the post-game interview? He looks older than me, Timmy. It's ridiculous.
He has been there forever.
Is he going to stay another year?
Kenny Pickett was at Pitt for like 10 years. This guy's been there for like 10
and
years.
And he had 36 points last night?
Yep. And with ease, too.
Yeah, I wanted UCLA to win. But it's going to be Gonzaga, and then we have more games tonight, and they're going to be great.
Real quickly, though, UConn looked great.
Oh, they're really good.
They might win it all,
and that's Dan Hurley.
They might be the best team I've seen. Yep. And I haven't seen Alabama in this tournament yet.
Wasn't at one point on one of the show, maybe his show, when Pitt wasn't ranked, did Capel not say, how is Florida Atlantic ranked and we're not? Didn't he use Florida Atlantic as his example?
Oh, did he?
I think he used some school. I thought it was, how can they be ranked and we're not? And I think it was Florida Atlantic. How good did they look? Tennessee, I mean, beats Duke and looks tremendous doing it and then gets beat by Florida Atlantic, right? Am I right?
You're right. Yes.
Got to double check. You weren't reacting to me.
No, I was trying to look up Capel and Florida Atlantic to confirm that.
I'm wondering if I had it right because you didn't look at me like.
I'm trying to look for Capel and. Now, how is this phone? I'm going back to the Apple store. That's it. I just spent a bunch of money on this phone and the battery drains faster than I don't know what.
Is that a new phone you bought?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Mm. Man, do I have an old one. Look at my little one.
I'm going in there today.
I don't know for sure he said Florida Atlantic, but that's what stands out. He said something.
Yes.
How are they ranked and we're not?
Yep.
And now look, they're in the Final Eight.
Now we know.
And beating Tennessee?
I know.
Great call by me yesterday saying that Tennessee could blow them out.
Tennessee's players look older than Drew Timmy, don't they? Those guys they were
men against Duke to me. They looked just like.
But FAU got after the boards and out-rebounded them.
Yes, they did.
Were the smaller team.
You're amazing. Exactly right
amazing,
about that.
Amazing. Great tournament. Great tournament so far. All right, now we're down to 12. We're down to 12 teams of the 12 left. Who's your call?
I'm still going with Houston.
I had UCLA to win it all, beating Memphis. So I'm done. I'm done.
I'm not. I still have Houston, although you have more Final Four
teams.
No,
I don't. Not now.
You're down to one, you said?
I had UCLA. No, I still have Creighton left, but Houston, Creighton. I had UCLA winning. I had UCLA beating Memphis, so my championship game is totally shot.
Watch San Diego State beat Alabama, the team that we made fun of all year long.
I know.
Watch them win the national championship.
I was thinking about that last night.
And then Miami, Houston, do you root for the ACC in this one, Ron? You don't care about
I don't care about
that. Who cares about the ACC?
I think that'll be the best game of the night, though.
I don't. I think Princeton-Creighton. Princeton's become a fascination, haven't they?
Oh, sure.
They're gonna
Everybody loves the underdog.
Everybody loves Raymond. He's going to join us at 11.
Oh, that was a nice tease.
How about
tease?
Xavier
like
and Texas?
Horse?
You like Texas in that game?
That, I think, has the potential to be the best game. You know, I don't root. I don't care who wins, but I wouldn't mind seeing Sean advance, Sean Miller.
And I am going to be at a poolside bar watching. I get there at 8:50. Let's give it a half hour, Ron. I got to pick up the golf clubs from baggage check. Let's say 9:45, I will be at an outdoor bar.
And they'll be tipping it off.
In Orlando, watching Princeton-Creighton and then Xavier, Texas. What a wonderful night I have planned.
Pre-vacation elation.
You're not kidding. All right, well, I guess, well, you know what? You know what I'll say about the Penguins? I was going to say, I guess we have to get to the Penguins. I thought they played really well last night.
So did I.
With a team that that was waiting for them, didn't play the night before. Couple little breakdowns in the third period.
Might have caught up the night in the third period.
Might have.
Right, the back-to-backers.
Yeah. I still thought they were going to tie it. I thought they played a hell of a game. If anything, that helps augment the idea that maybe they're onto something for the stretch run here, Ron.
I thought they played well, too. I have no idea what's going on with the goaltender.
That's the story.
Jari again.
What is going on with him?
All I can assume is he has had some sort of nagging injury, and somehow in that game, when I thought he played one of his best games of the year against Colorado the other night, aggravated it. That's all I can think of. He played the whole game against Colorado. I read, Matt Wenzel saying, hey, we talked to him after the game. He seemed fine. Then the next day, Sully says, he's out. And Sully didn't say minor, day-to-day. Sully said still being evaluated.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
Me neither.
But
bigger picture,
Casey DeSmith
though,
played a good game.
He did. Same thing I would say about Jari from some of his recent
games. You
got to
make a
stop.
Maybe
one goal too many.
Yeah.
But he played a good game. And it wasn't his fault. Like I always say, that's damning a goalie with faint praise. But it wasn't. He's capable of winning games for them here. He's healthy. He's playing well. Bigger picture, Ron, when Sully's teams have played well over the years, their shot totals start to skyrocket. And that's what's happening here. They just outplayed Colorado and Dallas.
Right.
On back-to-back nights in Dallas, they're fighting for first place. They apparently have put a lot of emphasis on that. That's why they're playing the goalie every night. I was reading stories out of Dallas where people are saying, why are you burning out your star goalie? And the coach is saying, because we want to win the division. They were waiting for a night. The Penguins walked in there with four defensemen who have been on the team all year and outplayed them and rang up 40-plus shots. They're doing that all the time lately.
And they got help last night because Florida lost again. Florida's lost two in a row, right? Didn't Toronto beat them last night?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they're kind of a mess right now, aren't they?
They were 6-1 before that, and then all of a sudden, they've lost two.
Big for the Penguins. But I'm encouraged now. When I see them racking up 40 shots plus every night, no matter the opponent, even good ones, at least my eyes are opened a little
bit. That's encouraging.
I thought they played really well.
Now, you know who comes to town on Saturday night?
A team that still has a chance.
OV.
You know what happens if the Capitals win that game, Ron?
How many points are they behind?
Two. Penguins,
they've played more, though, haven't they?
One more.
Okay.
Wow. They've played one more game. So if the Capitals win, they'll have 78 points, and the Penguins will have 80 with a game in hand and still 9 games left.
I didn't realize Washington's been on a little bit of a roll.
They've won a couple, yeah.
You know who has been playing really well?
Mm.
Vancouver.
Have they?
With Rick Tocchet. I think they've had a winning record since he took over.
I wasn't even noticing.
And I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs, but I watch him because I know Tocchet well. I've known him for 30 years. They've won more than they've lost since he took over.
Good for him, man. Washington.
And that's after trading Horvat, their best player.
Washington, you look at their lineup, Ron, and everybody's there all of a sudden. There's Backstrom, Kuznetsov, Oshie.
Carlson scored last night, I believe.
Ovechkin, Wilson, Carlson. Darcy Kemper in goal. They're problematic, to say the least.
How about Ovi hitting 40 again?
Yeah.
40. 40 again.
And now 41. I think he had it. Did he have it? No, that wasn't an empty netter. It was legit. 41 goals. You know what else from the Penguins last night? Ettinger played great. And he's a really good goalie.
He stole the game.
You got to bury some of those chances.
Yeah.
Brian Rust has to bury a chance. Gensel has to bury a chance. You got to bury some. You have point blank shots. You got to bury them.
We say that DeSchmidt and Jari has to make a big save or two. This guy made a big save or two.
Yeah, but they're paying guys
a lot of big saves.
Too many for my liking. They're paying guys a lot of money. Jake Gensel gets $6 million to bury pucks. You got to at some point with point blank shots. Bury him.
Can just convert it.
Odd man breaks left and right in the first period. Bury a shot. You know what I mean?
And what did they get? 10 shots on goal in the last 2 or 3 minutes of that game?
Yeah.
I mean.
He was great, but man. That was as much the story last night as anything else. Jeff Carter, I thought, on back-to-back nights played well. And Letang was marvelous last night.
How many minutes did he play?
Was he good.
I'll bet he played 30 minutes or close to it.
He was just all over the place. One of these days he's going to pass to himself the length of the ice for a breakaway. He was all over.
He's a Hall of Famer in my mind. You?
Yes.
I think he's going to get there. I mean, maybe not the first group. I don't know how they do it. Guys wait their turn. I got to think he's got to be a Hall of Famer by the time he's done.
Based on who's already in, absolutely. He played 27:58 last night after playing 29
minutes.
The night before.
I don't know how he does it. I don't. I hear guys like Bork and Airy talk about it, that people don't appreciate what it is to play as much as he plays.
Yeah.
They just don't. And he never looks tired, does he?
And to be a one-man breakout, plus he's lighting people up. I've noticed him sort of kick it up physically lately. He's an amazing specimen, man, with everything he's been through at the age of 35.
Two strokes on top of that.
You could show people, tape of last night's game and say, did any defenseman in the league play better than this? That's what I thought last night. He was all over the place. And that's a great sign for them down the stretch, too. Now they need to put a home game together and beat the Capitals. That's going to be it's going to be a great game.
It is.
Both teams are fighting for their lives.
Should be good. And it's always good, Sid Ovi. I mean.
Yeah.
And how many more of those are we going to get?
Exactly. How many more playoff
series
wins?
Although I don't think
either
one of those guys is planning on going anywhere.
How many more playoff series wins between them in their futures? Mm. Conceivable none?
Conceivable. I think Sid's going to, maybe not. I was going to say, I think Sid's going to get one. Well, it's been 4 years in a row. They've been knocked out in the first round.
I will say, though, you talk about Letang stepping up his game. We saw Sid the other night.
Sid got a goal again last night.
And last night. When Jay Caulfield and Tyler Kennedy talk about, hey, I can't bet against Crosby, Malkin, and Letang, it's easy to kind of roll your eyes at that. Like, okay, yeah. I mean, we know that they're there. But it really is true.
Except in the first round of the playoffs the last four years.
Well, give him a goalie.
Give
him an NHL goalie.
Might have been different. You're right.
Who just plays bad. Give them an NHL goalie who plays bad, and they probably win that series instead of historically horrific both of the last 2 years. Both of the last two. The problem is there's young teams like the Devils are a great example that have risen in the East, and others coming up behind them. Steve Yzerman's Wings as an example, Sabres, Senators. I don't know. Would you take the bet that between them they'll get two more, or between that two plus or none? What's the safer bet in their futures?
Can I say one?
then you're taking less than two.
Less than two.
Yeah, I think less than two is the safer bet.
Both of those teams are aging. You know, the Capitals are almost as old. Penguins have the oldest team in the league, I believe.
One of the oldest in history,
and,
if not
and
the oldest.
Capitals are pretty damn close. Hey, Joe, I got a moment here. I'm 30 minutes away from this electrifying cookie. An hour away from this electrifying cookie surprise.
He's so excited.
I can't get it off my mind. 60 minutes from now.
Folsy, is this going to be increnculent
so
or what?
Ron.
I might need a new word. I don't think increnculent really captures this one.
It's not Caboli again, is it?
I promise you it's not Caboli. It is not Caboli. It's someone very much the opposite of Caboli,
all
I would
right.
say.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I guess we're still on the air here, aren't we, Joe? Come on. You got to pick up your game here. You're a little bit
I got
like,
a phone and a computer that doesn't work.
Neither
right
one
now.
Is working. What is the matter with your phone?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the matter with your computer? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. Do I look like an IT guy, Ron?
You're pushing his buttons, Ron, and his buttons have already been pushed.
He was in such a great pre-vacation elation mood, and now it's all gone down the drain.
Oh, my God. What century are we in here? It's my fault, by the way. It's not the company's fault. It's my own computer here that I bring in.
And your phone.
You want me to, my phone. And I just spent a lot of money to get upgrades on both.
You want me to go get you a nice, real good cup of coffee? A nice cup of coffee to help you out.
He probably is going to take it, too, if you offer.
I mean, one of those big, heavy Starbucks.
I'm going to walk in there today. Ugh. I feel like this person in the handshake line, Ron, last night, apparently.
How about
did you see this?
Was a Memphis and Bowling Green, right? Was
Green? It was the women's NIT, and it was a Memphis guard. Let me see. Jamira Schutz. She stops in the line and exchanges words with Bowling Green senior Alyssa Brett. I'm reading out of the AP story. After a brief altercation, Schutz punched Brett in the face before being pulled away by members of the Tigers coaching staff.
Knocked her down, right?
Brett was left laying on the floor by the scorer's table, shaken up by the incident. This is unbelievable,
Who
Ron.
Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be shaken up? You don't expect, again, the handshake line. And I remember Tom Izzo. You got to do it. It's part of sports. It's sportsmanship. I see the other side of it, you know, and I don't know what that game entailed, how intense it was, Was there some sort of incident during the game?
Yeah.
But sometimes, and you know, the emotions of these games, and then you're right there together afterwards doing a fake handshake that nobody means anything by it. You know, the losers don't give a damn about the winners and congratulating them, and the winners only care about winning. They don't care about it, to me, I could do without it.
Yeah, I used to be a proponent of it, but what good does it do? I've been through these things. Too many human beings, I don't know if it's these days or ever, simply can't act normal. I've been through these things, coaching 5th and 6th grade girls basketball. I would have these 6th grade girls wind up and slap me in the hand like, what are you doing? And then I have to say to their coach, you know, that kid, like, what's going on? There's too many people who don't know how to act. And that goes from peewee up to probably the pros. I mean, if they don't do a handshake line in the NBA, why do they have to do it anywhere else?
Well, that's
too many people
why,
can't handle it, so stop it. I would say cut it off.
That's part of why I don't want it to cut off, because I want people to learn how to act. Like, if we really get rid of this,
that doesn't start in a handshake line.
We're giving up on humanity.
That doesn't start in a handshake line.
Come on, we can't be civil enough to do a freaking handshake line.
No, and that's my answer is no. And I saw
it. That's
pathetic.
Well,
I saw it firsthand.
You know, it's only college basketball, right? Who else does handshake lines? The NHL after series.
Yeah.
Who else does it? Now, football players will all meet at midfield and pray. Both teams will get together. That's fine.
Basketball up to the pros everywhere.
If you want to do it, that's fine. But, you know, how many times you see players right at a football game run immediately to the locker room? That's fine, too. If they want to pray in the middle of the field, good. If not, that's fine.
I agree with you.
I don't know.
It's a sad statement on the world, but too many people don't know how to act.
It's the emotions, too, that get involved here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't know. I just...
I've seen it. I've seen it on the softball field, too. We had a little incident a couple of years ago. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Well,
Why have that?
Put them into that position.
If the coaches want to shake hands, great. You have a little period where the players, if they
even
want to go interact,
they can. Even do a drive-by like Jamie does.
Right. Well, no, but that's the problem, too, is he doesn't want to shake hands.
He doesn't want to.
Nobody
right.
wants to.
It's a fake thing for him.
2 seconds after any sporting event, you're at a heightened emotion, and there's no reason for it. Is it just for sportsmanship's sake, Folsy, you think?
I guess, yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people agree with you.
What was the big one? It was the Michigan basketball coach, right?
Yes.
He tried to
Juwan Howard.
Yeah, he tried to punch one of the other coaches on the other team,
it was
right?
This Wisconsin coach.
Yeah, that's right. That was the one that got a lot of attention.
Yeah, it did. All it does is provide an opportunity for emotions to spill over.
Boil over.
Sad, but true. And I would just do away with them, Ron.
I don't need it. I don't need it. Like you said, it's not done after baseball games or football games.
How do people feel about this? 412-928-9370.
That was a flat out.
928-9370.
That was a flat out sucker punch.
That and, was, and yeah.
It was just nothing but a sucker punch.
And she kind of ran away after she did it too, which is cowardice.
A little bit gutless.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen it happen in various sports, too. Just, Folsy, if you Google right now handshake line incidents, you'll find them. And to be fair, in my brief coaching career and being a youth sport parent, 98% of the time, nothing happens.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But it's more often than you think that at least you'll have a couple of brats who are slapping hands, or there's always something coming out of the handshake line. Always a story about someone or something.
I saw one the other day, and it was a women's game. Like they're going, and one like kind of just grabs the other's arm. Just literally to stop her for a second.
Yeah.
And you can see her barking at her.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one looks at her.
Right.
Dismisses and
so,
keeps going.
Yeah, why create that opportunity?
It could have gotten worse.
Yeah.
Right there. The one that got grabbed kind of just smirked, like, oh, keep it to yourself, you know? It's not necessary. I'm with you.
928-9370, Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. The ultimate cookie surprise at 11:30. We'll get to all that coming up on Cook and Joe. A man who calls himself Percocet Competing in a sport and battling and then swallowing your pride slash ego and shaking your opponent's hand teaches a huge lesson in life. Just because one or three people don't know how to act means you punish the act. You punish the people who mess it up. Yeah, I think you'd be surprised at it's not just somebody sucker punching somebody in the face that spoils handshake lines. Go through one after a youth softball game. Most of them, the vast majority, nothing happens. But I've been through them, and I've been through them in youth basketball. And you have some little brats who are always going to wind up and slap your hand. You have a bunch of people out there, a bunch of kids who don't know how to act. It's a bad recipe for that. It's a bad recipe.
I know, but I just wonder about what that says for the state of humanity, that we can't handle going through a handshake line after an athletic event. Like, really, have we reached that point in society where we can't, like that guy was saying, we can't swallow the pride, can't swallow the emotions for 2 seconds?
You really want to know the answer to that
nobody
question?
Nobody really enjoys it.
Matt, that's what I mean. What's the point then? You know, what does it teach about sportsmanship when they're going through it? They don't look at each other for the most part. Neither one wants to do it. What does that teach? How does that teach you good sportsmanship?
You're free to do it.
If
you're a
care.
Good sport, if your kid is taught well, and a lot of them aren't, and again, I see it all the time.
Yeah.
You respect your teammates. You keep your mouth shut and listen to your coach. If there's a major problem, then a parent can become involved. But I see that not happen with too many kids.
Well, believe
not
me,
happen.
The parents, most of the time, I would say, are the issue in youth sports. From what I've grown up with and what I've seen.
And what do parents produce?
The kids.
Children.
Kids.
Yeah, children.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
That's where they come from, isn't it?
To the question. And it's just, listen, your kid want you tell your kid, hey, you go shake the hand of that pitcher who was great. You'll have an opportunity after a game. Teams are gathered around after a game. Go tell the coach good game. You be the good kid.
I just think it's such a phony part of sports.
It is. It's such a phony.
And I'm not sure. I'm with you, Ron. I'm not sure what it really teaches.
That's what I mean.
Because here's the thing. Here's the other thing. Is that there's coaches who don't watch what's happening in the handshake line. A couple times in basketball, I'd be like, did you see what your kid just... No, what happened? You know.
Well, I mean, the coach was through the line last night when this girl punched out the other
one. It should be lesson one.
I don't know.
When we go through a handshake line, you better shake people's hand respectfully and say good game. We're never going to have an incident on this team.
So can you say that? Why can't that be an emphasis on coaching staffs of, hey, have a conversation about the handshake line?
We can revert back
2 minutes.
We can revert back to the first word of your previous paragraph for that. Begins with a P.
Parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I'm not going to argue with you there and disagree with you there. I do think they are the source of many of the issues in youth sports. I've witnessed that myself. But all I'm saying is you can still take a minute as a coach or a parent and say, look, you go through a handshake line. You might not like it, but you behave yourself for 2 seconds.
I hear that. I do. And I wish
I just
wish
my point is I don't know what it teaches. To
and
do
maybe it,
it
doesn't teach anything.
To do it, I just don't know what it teaches.
We have a couple of calls, Falsey.
We do have one man who wants to share a story, I guess, about wanting to bash an electronic, which I'm sure you're in that position right now, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Joe, I tried to call you whenever you were talking about this the other day, about wanting to destroy electronic equipment.
Yes.
Well, when I was in college, me and my roommate were both bio majors. We were both the same majors. And so we had an old-style... little cassette recorder, and we would tape lectures. So then that way we could, in the evening, we could get the notes and write them down at our leisure instead of trying to race through notes while you're in class. So by the end of our college career, we had decided we had it with this tape recorder. And we lived on the 7th floor of a dormitory, and we told all our friends to gather down below because we're going to take this thing and throw it out the window, and everybody can watch it smash into a million pieces.
That sounds very satisfying. And that's what you did?
That's what we did. It was so much fun. Everybody loved it.
Thank you, sir. Ron, that does sound satisfying.
See, Joe,
and if you and I could throw this computer out that window right there, I'd love it.
Yeah, but then a second after it hits, you're going to realize, I got to buy a new one, and it's going to cost me a fortune.
I think I'm insured on this one, Ron.
for throwing it out the window and having shattering on the ground?
I'd lie. Speaking of good parental lessons, Patrick Handshake. I almost said Patrick Ewing said this last year after the Juwan Howard incident. I don't like the handshake line. I don't like it because anything's possible. You're just getting through a heated battle,
Absolutely.
A heated game, and anything can happen to make it worse, which is what happened in that situation. If it's my call, take away the handshake line. Just do what we did last year in COVID. Wave bye and move on. How's that not respectful? Just, hey, good game, guys.
Wave and leave. I think that is so right on.
Wave and leave.
That is so right on.
I don't know, man. I mean, you get emotional in different aspects of life. I mean, every time you get emotional at your boss or your coworker or whatever.
I'm emotional with him every
exactly.
day.
And you restrain
yourself.
Do we
shake hands after the show?
No, we don't. We have nothing to do with it.
But you restrain yourself not to punch him in the face every day, right?
Well, sometimes it's harder than others.
Well, barely. I don't know. Especially for youth sports.
I agree with Patrick Ewing.
Just youth sports. I mean, the whole point of sports is to teach you like character, right? I mean, yes, to have fun.
Not on that level. The whole point of that sport at that level is to win.
I'm not even talking about college. I'm talking about the sixth grade, softball team.
Well, here's what I would say. When your kid is old enough to play and you get to observe this, and you'd be a great coach too. Like we never had a handshake incident, and we never would, because there would have been repercussions. And I simply told them, we're not going to be that team.
No.
And they weren't that way anyway, my basketball team. Just shake their hand and say good game.
Maybe should coaches be last instead of first? Through
we
the
are
line?
Last in youth.
I know, but I mean, I can't get Jamie with the drive-by out of my mind. He doesn't even look at anybody.
It's such a farce.
Shaking hands.
What Ewing said is right. It's a farce.
It is a farce.
But I also hear, I do hear what Folesy says. And I think, I bet you the majority of people would agree with you. That there is a lesson to be learned in youth sports, and that you look somebody in the eye and you say, good game,
right.
No matter what happened. I just don't think we're capable of it as a society anymore.
That's just sad.
If we ever were. It is very sad, yes. You know what's happy, Ron? Ray Fittipaldo's up next.
And everybody loves Raymond.
At 11:30, Ron, it's the ultimate cookie surprise. I think it's going to be one of the great moments in fan history. Ron has a guess as to what it is. You want to enunciate that, Ron?
That was divulged to you privately.
Okay. I respect that. And I'm going to come over and shake your hand over it. Ray Fittipaldo next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.